Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel according to John. We're almost through with it. John chapter 17, verses 6 through 23. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world, Jesus prayed. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. Thus ends today's scripture reading. Let us hear the word of God. Now that was a long scripture, but that was Jesus praying for us. Did you hear any words or phrases in that scripture that stood out to you? It's not one of our more familiar ones. As you, Father, are in me, I am in you. May they also be in us. May they also be in us. Jesus' prayer for us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. There's a story from Oklahoma where a young child was acting up during worship. The parents did their best to maintain some sense of order in the pew, but were losing the battle. Finally, the father picked the little fellow up and walked sternly up the aisle. Just before reaching the foyer, the little one called loudly to the congregation, "Pray for me! Pray for me!" You know what? I'll bet someone did pray for him. So, when was the last time you felt like that little boy? Something bigger than you had you in its grasp, and there seemed to be no way out. You know, I think that's a pretty good description of life on earth nowadays, especially during the difficult times that we all go through. We've been through some tough times, challenging times, even here at First Christian Church. It's a tough time to be a church anywhere, especially a vital and self-sustaining church that shares the good news gospel of Jesus, if there is such a thing. When someone asks how we are doing in Grand Junction, Shannon and myself, I usually ask them to keep us in prayer. Pray for us as we continue this journey together. When I came across this scripture from the Gospel according to John, it struck me profoundly. Jesus, just before his death on the cross, just before leaving his disciples and his ministry on earth behind, he took time to pray for them. But Jesus didn't just pray for his disciples, he also prayed for us. Those who will believe in Jesus because of their message. It occurs to me that that means us. Jesus is praying for us. Can you imagine that? It hadn't occurred to me before, but Jesus is praying for us right now. How many have thought about Jesus praying for you before? Any? Good. A few. It's a different wrinkle sometimes. But let's look at this prayer. First of all, we know that this prayer is not uncommon in the Bible. Moses gave a prayer of blessing to the Israelites, and there's others in the Bible who do the same. So the first readers of the Gospel of John would have been familiar with this. But what a prayer. Father, these disciples were yours. You gave them to me. And they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Listen to the intimacy of Jesus' words. Like that vine and branch scripture from last week. I am the vine, you are the branches, which is the red lettering that wraps around our stained glass window. Jesus prays as one who knows God intimately, interconnected like the vine and branch that you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. Jesus knows the character and identity of God, who God really is. And Jesus has passed this intimate knowledge of who God really is to the disciples, the community of faith. In this, Jesus has been glorified himself in that his character and identity has been made visible to the disciples and the community of faith. They know that all that Jesus is from God. Jesus is God in human form. As one sees and understands Jesus, one sees and understands God. Remember Jesus' earlier words. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. When the disciples share the intimacy that they see Jesus share with God, they show the world who Jesus is, his character and identity. Jesus is love, as God is love. Jesus prays for God to protect the disciples in God's name, which means God's identity and character, which is love. Jesus has protected them through their faith in him and now asks God to protect them by keeping them strong in their faith. They will need that strength of faith, as Jesus points out, because the disciples do not belong to the world as it is, and the world hates them for this reason, perhaps even today. Because they live in God's kingdom, in faith and love, in intimate relationship with God through Jesus, the world hates them and will one day persecute them. Now, Jesus is not against the world. God sent him into the world because God loves this world. And now Jesus sends his disciples into the world. They are sanctified or set apart for God's work as Jesus is set apart for God's work, which is to let the world know the truth about God's identity and character. The disciples are set apart to tell the world about God's intimate love with Jesus and Jesus' disciples and God's desire to have this same intimate relationship of love with all people. The disciples are called to carry on Jesus' mission in the world as followers of Jesus. This is a great prayer for Jesus' disciples. But the best part is verse 20, where Jesus prays, "I do not pray only for them. I pray also for those who will believe in me because of their message." This is where Jesus prays for us, for you and me. It is not just for the people who believe in the word according to Jesus' disciples themselves, but those who believe in the word shared by the community of faith, the church, the message of the church. That's us. Jesus prays that we may all be one. Just as you are in me and I am in you, I want them also to be in us. That's Jesus' prayer for us. Then the world will believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me. I did this so they would be one, just as we are one. This will also show the world that you have loved those you gave me, just as you have loved me. Jesus is praying for us to live in God's kingdom in that same intimate branch and vine loving relationship with each other and with God that Jesus and God share together, so that the world may know that God has sent Jesus and has loved them and us even as God has loved Jesus. Jesus' prayer is that the faith community will truly be one in the love of God and Jesus. You know, when I read the words of Jesus' prayer, I want to join him in this prayer of blessing. It is my prayer, too, that you would live in that intimate relationship with God, that you will grow in your faith and thus find your protection in God. My prayer for this church is our continuing discussions about the future at First Christian Church that it will be a new beginning in our efforts to share God's love in our neighborhood and then beyond. Jesus left his disciples with final instructions on how to build his church, how to face the world, how to live in relationship with God and with each other. But then, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus turned it over to God, entrusting the disciples' future, the future of his church, into God's hands. The future is in God's hands. The church here, everywhere, is in God's hands. You and me, we, the church, are in God's hands, connected like vine and branches with God through Jesus. And Jesus is praying for us. Let me tell you, having a sense that Jesus is still praying for me to have a more intimate relationship with God, to find my protection through a growing faith in God, to be set apart, to carry on Jesus' mission in the world, that's powerful for me. Knowing that Jesus is praying for me is huge and gives me confidence and hope for the future. My hope is that you feel the same as Jesus prays for you and prays for this church. I am confident that God will answer Jesus' prayer for us as we are set apart to carry on Jesus' mission in this neighborhood and beyond, because Jesus is praying for us. God will surely answer. With Jesus looking on and praying for us, we can step out in faith in the love of Jesus and make a difference in this neighborhood and beyond. And that means outside these walls too. Our hope and our future lie in Jesus' prayers and in God's hands. How can we carry on Jesus' ministry in our neighborhood and beyond? That's our take-home question to ponder. Will you pray with me? Amazing God, amazing grace, amazing love, amazing Jesus. We lift our prayers of thanks, O God, that you have called us into this place to receive your love, to know your love better, and grow in our faith and in our love, but in that faith that will be our protection when the gods of this world gather in power and self-glory. Remind us, O God, of your love and our love for you, for each other, for your people, as Jesus taught us. We pray in his name always. Amen.